If you're a girl who's willing to back check, then play against the ticket guys in Cash America CCOI 8. Try out pre-registration for Pro Cuts Hanson's Honeys is going on now at theticket.com. From Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
The Hammer will be at Verizon Wireless at Central and Parker in Plano Saturday from noon until 2. You can register to win ticket t-shirts and a Motorola V710 video phone from Verizon Wireless. We'll have a couple of very foxy ticket chicks on hand for you to look at. So come see the Hammer at Verizon Wireless this Saturday from noon until 2. That's at Central and Parker in Plano. So last night, they start rolling out the new Ken Burns extravaganza, Unforgivable Blackness, which documents the tale of Jack Johnson.
You know, for Ken Burns, this is a relatively short one. Only a two-part, two-hour each episode, 4 hours total. Isn't that usually, that's, you know, Civil War, wasn't that 11?
Yeah, and baseball was what, nine?
And then jazz
was about seven or so.
Yeah. This is relatively a...
Yeah, this is pretty short form for him. But it chronicles the tale of Jack Johnson, who was an early 20th century black boxer at a time when integration ran pretty high.
Yeah, back when the nation had some problems.
Yeah, I mean, it was after the Civil War, and of course, there were no slaves anymore, but there were not just a whole lot of people out there that were terribly keen on doing a lot to help the black man out and get him going and get him on equal footing to everybody else in this world. And Jack Johnson was, from all accounts, just an awesome boxer. And he was probably the most high-toned black figure of that time. Fair to say?
Booker T. Washington?
Booker T. Washington.
I don't think there's any question, though, that he was the linchpin.
Yeah, I mean, you had guys like Booker T. Washington who were more like in the academic realm. But as far as a pop culture figure of that time goes, and granted, that's way before that term was anything close to being defined, Jack Johnson was pretty much it.
You know what's crazy about that time period, and this is why Babe Ruth got so big. I mean, no doubt about it, he would have been a huge figure, but there was no medium to where you could see these people. You never saw them unless it was a picture in the newspaper. Or unless you saw them live, which a very small percentage, obviously, the country saw Babe Ruth.
Well, they shot movies of this stuff. They shot movies and showed them in theaters.
Oh, that's true. I forgot about that.
But not a lot of people back then had the ways and the means to go to the theater.
But just
a lot of people didn't.
The mythical status of that guy.
Yeah, which you read about it.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure that...
It was probably the second generation of, like, you know, Daniel Boone and Davy Crockett, you know, and the tales of the Wild West.
Yeah.
Probably with this one. This is probably the second generation where you didn't see a lot of them. I mean, every once in a while you could catch them when they filmed it for movie and see their picture. But, you know, for the most part, you just read about them.
But looking at Jack Johnson, he's not like this overwhelming figure. He's really cut. But it wasn't like he was, you know, George Foreman even looking. I mean, he was leaner than that. He was just a really cut, kind of lean looking guy. You know, compared to that guy, that Jim Jeffries that he ended up fighting, that just gorilla of a looking man. You know, but I'm sure that people thought that, oh, my God, this man must be this huge, just monstrosity.
Looks like John Coffey.
Yeah, seriously. I'm sure that the legend just got bigger and bigger because you just never got to see him. But that was a... Ken Burns, the way he does those things and the people he gets to help him out with the narration and everything...
That's great, man.
You can't stop watching it.
Yeah, and now he's probably got people waiting in line to do it now.
Yeah.
But because you know that he's going to research it and find every minute detail and spare no time frame on getting it right. That's what he, I mean, I thought last night was terrific. I thought it was wonderful.
Oh, it was.
And especially when you're doing something that goes way back to where you just can't get file footage. I mean, he had to research and find pictures because it is a visual medium on TV that he's dealing with. And so you've got to have something for the audience to see. And just finding all those old pictures and, you know, then mixing in.
He had quite a few old movies.
Yeah.
I could not believe
that. I couldn't believe that. I mean, that's what got me about
it. How about the one from Australia when he fought that Tommy Burns guy and just beat him almost to death?
Or how about the fight that he had against the middleweight guy or the whatever it was?
Oh, and the guy accidentally hit him?
Yeah, because the fight was fixed.
He didn't follow the script? Yeah.
Yeah, the fight was fixed, and this white guy who was, you know.
Who he liked, and they were friends. Yeah.
It was funny.
They ran whorehouses together.
Because it was obvious the guy was unbeatable. No one in the world could beat him in a boxing match.
And Jeffries knew it.
Yeah. And so they got this, they were running all these white spares in there. I guess some of the fights were fixed and some weren't. Well, one of them was against his buddy, this middleweight, who he outweighed by 25 or 30 pounds.
Because he'd already beaten all the heavyweights.
And this middleweight was good. I mean, he was destroying all the middleweights.
Yeah.
I mean, after Jack Johnson beat all the heavyweights, they went out looking for spares who would get in the ring against him.
And that was also funny where they said, you know, every farm boy with muscles would roll in there and he would just annihilate him.
Yeah. And his buddy, they had it fixed to where it would go, 15 rounds or something like that? Because normally a boxing match was 20 rounds.
That's unbelievable. 23-minute rounds.
And all this is just shortly after they started wearing gloves, too.
Can you imagine bare-knuckle fights for 20 rounds? Well, some of those fights never ended, did they? They just kept going until the guy quit.
Yeah. You know, and now you see people on TV fight with the big gloves, and they go 10 rounds, and they're, like, dying.
They're dead. Well, this middleweight that he fought, they both agreed that they would, you know, make the fight last and, you know, get the people their money's worth who attended the thing, and so they could actually show it, I guess, at the movies. That was the big deal. So they'd have something longer to show at the movie theater.
Right. It was kind of like their television rights back then.
So the guy broke the deal and decided that he would go, and he was going to lose the fight, the white guy was. He decided he would, you know, break script and go after Jack and hit him. And he hit him and knocked him down. He wasn't expecting it.
Just lunged into him and hit him with everything he had and knocked him down.
Yeah, and there goes Jack Johnson down. First time in his career, wasn't it, that he got knocked down?
I think so.
And he gets up, pissed to holy hell, and it took 1 second for him not only to knock that guy out cold, but to knock his teeth out. They said his teeth were stuck in Jack Johnson's gloves.
That is unbelievable.
He hit him so hard.
If that happened. I mean, it's...
Well, when he said that, you could see Jack Johnson because they had the actual reel of it. He was looking down at his gloves like something was stuck in there.
Can you imagine how hard he hit that guy?
One punch.
And the thing that I never knew was that Jack Johnson was, he studied boxing because he started boxing when he was 16 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't win the heavyweight championship until he was 30. So he went 14 years of just kind of like knocking around. And he had some pretty good paydays. You know, for the time, it was unbelievable.
Right.
But not like the other guys were getting. But he learned and he refined the art of boxing. He wasn't just a brawler. I mean, he had defensive tactics.
Right.
And nobody had ever seen that. You know, everybody would just go in there and start swinging wildly. Well, you know, he kind of revolutionized how you box and how you defense and footwork. And he pretty much invented all that. So all of a sudden, you got these guys that are a lot stronger and maybe can throw punches harder, but they couldn't get to him because he knew the defensive tactics.
Yeah, he was not a Mike Tyson type.
No.
Or Tyson early in his career when he walks out of the corner and just starts flailing at you and in 30 seconds you're gone. That really wasn't what he was about. He had a little bit more technique to his game than that.
And see, nobody else before that had that. Nobody.
Did you guys realize how much money that he was making?
Well, for the time it was.
Well, yeah, the time it was.
He made all his money in vaudeville.
Well, you remember when Babe Ruth signed the $100,000, $125,000 deal?
It was $80,000.
He signed an $80,000 deal?
$80,000.
Well, Jack Johnson was making that look like chump change. He was making $1,300 a week, they said, doing the vaudeville stuff. which I guess was just kind of a rite of passage for a boxer.
But you got to remember,
his
paydays weren't big. I mean, his paydays were $3,000, $4,000, and $5,000.
Well, the Jim Jeffries fight, he took home $75,000 cash.
But that was later on.
And also, that was the biggest fight in the world ever.
That was probably about what, like $5 million today?
At least. Cash. They said he rode in that train car, and they're going to get to that here tonight in the next episode. Yeah. He was riding in the train car with $75,000 in cash.
Well, everybody carried cash then. It's not like you had American Express gold card back then.
Well, that's true.
Or checks. I mean, even writing, you know, you wrote bank drafts back then. You didn't write checks. I tell you, the one that got me was that the footage they had from that Australian with Tommy Burns. And by the way, how'd you like that, Ron? Where the guy promoting it, he just decided he'd referee.
Yeah. Well, was he Huge Deal?
Yeah, Huge Deal. His name was Hugh, and they called him Huge Deal.
Yeah, Hugh McFarland or something. They call him Huge Deal McFarland or something.
And he's the guy that put together an unprecedented amount of money, because this was the first time that a black and white were fighting each other. I mean, for a title. Because Jeffries had retired, and, of course, the heavyweight championship was vacant. And so this Tommy Burns, who was a Canadian, he was a champion. He fought somebody else, and he was a champion. But a lot of people still didn't recognize him as champion, because everybody, I mean, Jeffries was like a cult figure. And so they get over there to Australia, and for a ridiculous payday, and Jack Johnson just beat him to a pulp, and he would start to fall, and Johnson would catch him and hold him up, or he could beat on him some more.
He was a bad ass.
Oh, my gosh.
It's good stuff.
Man, it is.
Part two of it is tonight.
Can't wait for tonight.
On Channel 13. Tomorrow we need to discuss Jack Johnson's taste in women.
Oh, yeah.
And just the...
Do you know what's coming up tonight? His downfall?
Right.
And how it all happens?
Right.
I mean,
the Mann Act.
This is violation of the Mann Act?
Yeah. This is...
Well, at the time, white America, they were so stupid and backwards that they just couldn't handle this. That a black man was, you know, the most revered, maybe popular figure in the world. I mean, in the United States.
And shoving it right in their face.
Yeah.
Which was great.
But, my gosh, what a tough guy. I mean, he was kind of Muhammad Ali before Muhammad Ali.
Mm-hmm.
Well, part two is tonight, starting at 8 on Channel 13. All right, coming up next, we're going to get into a little bit of Ranger baseball. They got rid of one of their arbitration.
You got a cold, man. You don't feel good today. You need to let everybody know that.
They got rid of one of their arbitration scenes today. There's still one more out there. We'll look at those next.